This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's Close-Up, Laura Shelton with Parkway Playhouse in Burnsville, and Andrew Prine, the feature actor in The Man Who Came to Dinner, the next production for the Playhouse. Welcome to each of you. Laura, let's begin with you. Tell us about the dates of the run and also ticket prices.
The show runs August 13th through the 22nd. Plays start at 7:30 p.m. On the 15th of August, there will be a matinee at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices range from $10 to $18. There will be rush tickets available at 7 o'clock every night, and those will be $10. You can purchase tickets through the box office. That number is 682-4285. And also, you can visit the Parkway Playhouse website at www.parkwayplayhouse.com, and you can purchase tickets there as well. Or you can come by the box office Thursday through Saturday from 1 o'clock to 5 p.m.
Thanks, Laura. Andrew, you've been in the business a long time. I bet you have a story about some famed people that you've played with. If you can share one of those, I think our audience would love that.
Yeah, I was directed by Henry Fonda in a play called The Caine Mutiny at Big Theater. And Henry Fonda and Jimmy Stewart, who I did two pictures with Jimmy, were the best of friends. And they very flatteringly asked me to come have lunch with them one day after the show, after the matinee. And I was just so thrilled, you know. I sort of knew them both pretty well, but there they were, both were at the dinner table. And the trouble is that both guys are very hesitant to speak, and so I'm sitting between them, and neither of them can hear. Their hearing had gone, and they wouldn't wear their hearing aids. And Jimmy would say, "Oh, that girl, and Hank would look at me and say, "What did he say?" And I would say to Hank, "He didn't say anything." And the whole lunch went that way. I was thrilled to be with them, but between the two of them, they could not get a sentence out. It took forever, and neither of them could hear. And I acted as an interpreter. It was the most uncomfortable lunch I ever had with two of the guys that I admired the most in the world. That's the kind of stories I have.
Your character in this play, The Man Who Came to Dinner, tell us about that.
The man is based loosely upon Alexander Wolcott, who was a huge celebrity during his time. He was a cross between Rush Limbaugh and Oprah Winfrey. And he was extremely influential and very cutting and acerbic in his manner, and tended to take great delight in making people uncomfortable and attacking and having his way. He was a big spoiled baby. And he finds himself in this provincial town. He has to be there because of his injury. And he makes life completely miserable for everyone. He, in New York City and in Hollywood, he was the top of the top. He was the cream of the crop. He was the biggest radio celebrity at that time. We're looking forward to seeing everybody come out. It's sort of like a Groucho Marx kind of a play. It just goes full tilt from the opening to the close. It looks like a fire drill. And we think it's very funny. We think we're very funny, and we hope everybody else does too.
We thank you much for joining us. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.